This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend show are John Eubin and Jim Marcacci, members of the Coliseum Documentary Project. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you.
Our topic of conversation for this weekend is Memories of the Coliseum. This is going to be a one-time event to remember the Coliseum Ballroom that was in Benalde. Also, there'll be the 40th anniversary of Joyce Terrell's death as well. John, if you would, maybe we could start off talking, what will this event be, what does it entail, and of course, when is it?
Thanks, Rick. This is going to be on Saturday the 20th at the Civic Center in Gillespie, and it's going to be a great night. We've 40th anniversary, as you said, of the tragic death of Joyce Terrell, and a lot of people have forgotten how long ago that was. We wanted to remember the Coliseum and Joyce, and a lot of things just kind of clicked at one time. We've got members of bands that have played there for years and years, and the hook is, of course, that everybody playing that night will have performed on the big stage of the Coliseum Ballroom.
You have several entertainers coming. They may not be exactly the same band as they were when they performed at the Coliseum, but who are some of the entertainers highlighting the evening?
Well, this is going to be a core band that night. It's going to be Chuck Wilson from Litchfield originally, who played for years and years and years. Rick Rayburn, originally from Mount Olive, and Charlie Wilson from Brighton area. They were all in a band called Sara Lee that was very, very popular back in 1969, 1970, and went on and still played professionally. Chuck was with Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons for almost 20 years. Rick does a single act today. He's been on that stage many times, as Charlie has, and we're just getting a bunch of friends together to remember Joyce, to remember the Coliseum and the music that was played back then.
Concerning Joyce Terrell, could you give us a recount of what happened 40 years ago?
Joyce was tragically murdered. The Guild were on stage that night into a packed house, as always. And we have three members of the Guild coming back to perform that night. Gary McLean, keyboard player and singer. Rich Lang, guitar player and singer. And Don Biver, the drummer. We all call him Barney. And they've decided to come up and do about half a dozen songs for us, just like they did back in 1976.
Unfortunately, this event can't be held at the Benalde Coliseum Ballroom because the place burnt down about 5 years ago. So where is the event held again?
And this is at the Gillespie Civic Center on Main Street in Gillespie. Doors are going to open at 6 o'clock, and the band's going to start at 7. And we've got like about half a dozen guitar players, about five keyboard players going to want to play, members of Johnny and the Torquays, the Far Cries, Sara Lee, Kaleidoscope, Sea Dog, Griffin, the Bob Cuban Band. And we got some special guests, surprises, hopefully. I'm not going to tell you who it is because it wouldn't be a surprise if he does show up. But we've got one of the authentic pioneers of early rock and roll. And I think we might get him up there. And with any luck at all, he might even do a song or two.
Who is actually putting this on? How did it come together?
Chuck Wilson and Rick and Charlie started doing a little thing a couple years ago. This will be about the third or fourth one they've done. And we just got the idea to bring it down here to celebrate the Coliseum, remember the Coliseum, and we took it to Bill Benalde, and they liked the idea, and the response so far has been just tremendous, just tremendous. We think it's going to be a great night, a night to remember.
Jim, you're a member of Bill Benalde, and maybe you could talk a little bit about Bill Benalde. They've been around now for a while, and they try to further Benalde and the area, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about Bill Benalde.
Right, actually, Bill Benalde got started in 2010. And the idea was to be a civic organization that would contribute to helping Benalde, the city of Benalde. And over the course of these 5 years, going on our sixth, we have done bike safety courses for children. We've had a very nice historic calendar for several years. Something for the veterans, too. We have annually done a veterans caravan going from Mount Olive, Staunton, Wilsonville, Sawyerville, Benalde, and other area communities, and honoring the Vietnam vets and any vet, for that matter. And it's been very successful. We repaired and replaced playground equipment at the Veterans Memorial Park in Benalde. Annual senior citizens Christmas dinner. Very successful for the senior citizens of Benalde. We've also had a mine subsidence event recently, and Bill Benalde contributed food and necessary supplies to the cause. One of the Crown Jewels of Bill Benald is their annual craft fair and flea market held every May. We get over 40 vendors every year. A huge success. And we're hoping and pretty confident that this event is going to be as successful.
John, the Coliseum Ballroom is rather famous in its own right, both to people within the area and really all over the country. And if we could we go back over a little of the history of the Coliseum Ballroom, like when it started, some of the famous acts that came through, right up until the time that the building actually burnt down?
Sure. Well, Dominic Terrell built the Coliseum in 1924 for a cost of $50,000, which was astronomical then. Today, that'd be close to $1 million. Opened on Christmas night, 1924, with the Toast of Chicago, Frank Westfall, and his famous orchestra. Over the course of the years, everybody big that was traveling musician orchestra that they heard on the radio played at the Coliseum. Duke Ellington, Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Tiny Hill, Wayne King, Kay Kaiser, Guy Lombardo, Lawrence Welk. And in 1955, I believe it was, 58, Louis Armstrong played there. Great story about Louis. The band was playing, loved the band, packed house. He was introduced, didn't come out. No Louis. Introduced again, didn't come out. Suddenly from the back door, the very front, door burst open. There he comes, playing his trumpet, walking through the crowd. They all followed him. Walks up to the stage, gets up on stage, hits a couple high notes. Big finish. Had the crowd in the palm of his hand the rest of the night. Anyway, in the rock days, it was Dion and the Everly Brothers and Brenda Lee and, Fats Domino. Fats Domino. Chuck Berry, of course. Ike and Tina. Elvis was booked there, but the date got canceled, never got rebooked. He went in the Army. When he came back out, she couldn't touch him. He turned down the Beatles in 1963 when they came in 64. She didn't think she'd get $10 a head. And had she taken Elvis and the Beatles, I think the ballroom would be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just by itself for what Joyce Terrell did. This went on until 1972. The Guild started playing, and they were on stage 4 years later in 1976 when she was tragically murdered. After that, the ballroom closed for a while and then reopened, a couple of different owners. And Dave Boone got a hold of it about 1978, and for 7 years, he brought the big crowds back. He brought in Bob Seger, he brought in Black Oak, Arkansas, he brought Mama's Pride in. A lot of local bands, a lot of regional bands. Boston's played out there, Griffin quite a bit. Troop was a big draw out there. And these are the guys that are going to kind of be playing for this event on the 20th. A lot of the guys from those great local bands. Every one of them working hard, chasing the dream, you know, with doing the same thing.
You're both members of the Coliseum Documentary Project. And so where is that project now? I know it's been going on for a while. And what's sort of with that?
It's still going. It's a very slow process. We found that every time we open a door, three more doors open up that we have to go through too. But we decided early on that we are going to tell the entire story of the Coliseum, all 87 years, from 1924 to July 30th, 2011. Because we can't leave anybody out. We think that not very long in the future, this is going to be all that's known about the Coliseum, and we don't want it forgotten. We will be showing a 10, maybe 12-minute preview of the documentary. We've taken a little bit of it from the Joyce years, 1955 to 1976, and we put together a special little, call it a director's cut, a little clip of what the film's going to be about just for that night. And that'll be showing about 8:30, I believe.
Jim, as we come to the end of the show, if you could just go over again how you can get tickets, where's the event, and so forth.
The event's going to be at the Gillespie Civic Center. Tickets will only be sold at the door. There will be no advance ticket sales. The doors open at 6 o'clock, and the music starts at 7 and will go till 11 o'clock. Tickets are $15 each, and they're only going to be sold at the door. You can also bring your own adult beverages. We will have beer, wine, cash bar, and setups. And we hope to see everybody there.
John Eubin, Jim Marcacci, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Well, thanks for having us, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.